All right. Well, we're back this week and we're just talking about changes because I'm just going to start right off. I got to go on a tangent as usual. There are some changes because I did drink over the weekend. Today is Thursday and it was last Saturday and I had wanted to have a drink all week, but I was like, no, I'm doing this freaking challenge. I can't do it all year. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to make it, blah, blah, blah. But I did end up having a couple drinks on Saturday. I had three beers and then I went home and I went to bed and that was it. And it was amazing.
And you weren't hungover the next day.
No, I felt great. I took my dad out to lunch. I did so much. I woke up the next morning feeling so great. And I have so much to say about these 2 months in this process. I think from day one, I was like, I don't know how long I can make it. I'm going to take it one day at a time. Mm-hmm. But it has completely changed me. It really has. As a born in me party animal that I am, by the end of 2020, I was just drinking pretty much every day, having a drink and having no limitations or rules on myself. Mm-hmm. It was just like
go time all the time.
All the time. Like, you know what I mean? And that was, I don't think I'm the only one who was just having drinks a lot of the time, you know? And it just like got to a point where I was like, I just feel kind of like blah about it, you know?
Yeah.
And obviously me sitting here is way different than I was January 5th or 1st whenever we started this because I took 57 days off of smoking and drinking.
Yay,
I'm
Natalie.
Still no smoking. And oh, the best thing was when I had a couple drinks, it didn't make me want to smoke.
Wow.
I know. And usually they're always tandem. Mm-hmm. And, like, not at all.
And also, I'll just say, so I think you might have been a little nervous to tell me that you drank.
I was. I haven't told you till today.
Yeah.
I just told you.
Surprise. But I got to say, I have seen, like, the growth in you mm-hmm. and change as a person. This is your journey, your own decision. I would never sit across from you and be, like, mad, upset, yeah. disappointed. You had three beers.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel good about it.
Yeah. And I think that as we're going through this, we don't really know, and we're definitely not experts by any means. We're just two friends who decided to clean it up a little bit.
Yes.
But I must say to anyone who's trying to do this, do it. No matter how much, even if it's drinking that you think you're doing a little bit too much, or for me, it was drinking and smoking too much every day. It was just killing me. But like, it could be anything else in your life. Take a break from whatever is bringing you a little bit of shame or something that you don't like.
Reevaluate, reset.
Exactly. Reevaluate and reset. And I must say that since then, I have wanted, I haven't wanted a drink during the week. Like, I can't do that every day. It's even like even two glasses of wine is too much for me. I would say two drinks is like what I was doing every day. Mm-hmm. And like, that's too much for me. I can't even handle that. So I'm happy to like, to not be doing that anymore. And it has changed me so much. Just Ashley, thank you so much.
I'm so happy I could be part of it.
I'm like just such a different person internally and moving forward. And after I drank on Saturday, I honestly woke up feeling amazing and really proud of myself and really happy because I had a blast.
Good.
I had a long day, which you know I was like bitching about my day. Mm-hmm. I went over to my cousin's house and had so much fun with him. He is my cousin, which by the way, ladies, he's single and he's such a catch. And he's like a brother to me, and he's a single dad now, and I was so happy to, like, drink a beer with him, just hang out. I played with his daughter while he had a little break, and, like...
Right. It was controlled. It wasn't this spiral of bad events and just out of control drinking. It was three and go home.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, three, okay, go to the bar, okay, close it, the bar, close it down.
Yes.
Don't remember anything, end up somewhere you shouldn't be. It wasn't that. So
definitely. And I'm like, not that we did that every time we drank everybody, but we
true.
But yes, it felt great. And also like I did have to take some willpower. It was like after three drinks, I was like, ooh, I could keep going. And I was like, no, I don't really want to. I've been on that road so many times. And like, I'm an adult now. I feel like I finally grew up. I'm 35. I feel like I've said this so much in the past 3 years. Like, I feel like I've finally grown up. I feel like I've finally grown up. And what I've realized is that you always have moments like this. You feel like you're finally grown up, and that's just little parts of learning in life and maturing and growth.
Yeah,
and
it's always a process.
This one, yeah.
You learned through it.
Dude, so much. And this process has been so amazing. Thank you so much for motivating me to do it, Ash.
Same.
For real. I don't know if I'm going to continue. I mean, I must say I broke this seal, and I'm going to continue to have social drinks here and there. Like, I'm going to do it.
Yes.
And we'll keep posted with it. But this has been amazing. So amazing. What an amazing way to start 2021. And I'm taking it seriously. Anyway, I'm just so grateful. I feel like what I was doing before was I was on this rat race. This is such a cliche statement because I feel like I've read about this so many times and everybody says this, but that's because it's true. That I was on this like rat race. Even in 2021, my work schedule just increased. This rat race of working too much, trying to just be perfect at everything, and then drinking at night to unwind and wake up again and like freaking full of anxiety and stress and like go, 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 do it again. And it was literally just a wheel that never really accomplished anything and taking a step back from all of it. Because also during these 2 months, I like wasn't really active on social media. I like changed everything. I wasn't exercising a crazy unhealthy amount.
Same. I stepped back from that a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's really good. Mm-hmm. And worked more on my diet or just being intuitive and listening to myself and like sticking up for myself. There have been so many times through dysfunctional relationships that I have in my life with like family or whatnot, as we all have issues, you know.
Oh, but every like, one of us.
But I behaved incredibly differently in them, like such a mature, calm person, and I'm very proud of that. And everything about it has just been fucking amazing. Absolutely amazing. I'm so proud of myself.
I'm proud of you, girl.
Thank you.
You got out of a bad cycle.
Oh my God, I did. I broke the cycle. It's just like so. I'm just so proud of myself. And to see like who I was a year ago today was so in that cycle. And I do feel like the end of 2020, just like I broke. And I took it to the very last. My fumes were finally done. And now I'm ready. Now I'm ready to do it again in a different way.
Watch out. No.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I obviously support you, like mm-hmm. I've said this whole time. But if I see old Natalie behavior,
please call
behavior,
me out.
Let me talk right. I'm going to call you out.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Mm-hmm. Because I'll be like, oh, who's this? So just a warning.
Okay.
I support you now. I support your social drinks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just if it takes a wild turn.
Well, here's the deal. It's like even since Saturday is people have offered, you know, like, do you want to go out and get a drink or whatnot? And I've been like, you know, I really don't. Like, I have to work at something tonight. And tonight will be another test. Is usually when I host things, I have a drink while I'm doing it or a drink afterwards. Or I get so excited and then the come down afterwards is a drink. And or a lot of drinks or like 5 and 10 minutes I get anxiety and then I'll smoke a cigarette.
Oh, gosh.
And these are like secrets that I'm telling everybody. Usually I never say this, but that's usually what happens like right after I go to an event and then I go home and go to bed or something. And tonight I'm like, we'll see if I do that. I'm not going to this
go
weekend.
Go to the event, do the damn thing.
Mm-hmm. Go home. I have a bit this weekend. I'm going camping and that's a whole other thing with so
sitting around a fire.
Yeah.
We'll drink a couple.
Yeah, we'll see.
Just a couple.
I mean, I honestly can't. Yes. I don't know. We'll go. And also, like, I love being the life of the party, but I don't like being I don't like being the life of the party, like, who takes it to, like, an unhealthy way, you know?
Right.
So I think that this has kept us, it's kept me in line for sure.
Good.
Yeah. That's good. Anyway, that's about it. I'm excited to get back to dating and, like, have a drink on a date or whatnot.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Just,
you know?
Yeah, controlled.
So that's been my week. Thank you for that.
Of course.
Ashley, how was your week?
I'm still not to my weight loss goal, so I'm still on this non-drinking train. Will I ever get there? I have to quit going out to eat. That's something else I battle.
Okay, but yeah. Like how so? You make such great decisions now and like...
Thanks. It's I think just with stress, obviously, and then the pressure and process of moving, not having my kitchen stuff, like I'm not in my kitchen or I'm in between two houses. I'm making healthier choices when I go out to eat, but still like... It's still not as good for you. I'm still learning.
Yeah.
I still have a lot to learn in the kitchen and about that. So I am going to continue on my journey of not drinking. I don't have a timeline of when it'll stop, but I'm proud of you. I'm proud of us.
I'm
so proud
of you. I
hope anybody that's has heard this has benefited in some way or at least laughed.
Yeah, please.
So I feel very good about it. I'm very happy for you that you are going to find a balance because ultimately that's what it's about.
Yeah, but you know what the thing about this is though, like I'm not like, I don't know what to do because I don't want to stop because I got here because we've been doing this. This has like been a huge part of helping me get to where I am now.
Maybe we
and
just do
walking away
maintenance
is not,
check-ins or, you know, I'm always a text or phone call away. If we feel like we want to put it out, we do.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I think that I put so much pressure around this project. And now all that pressure has kind of been released a little bit that now I feel like I can have some wiggle room to flow because I felt like I, the past 2 months, was just 100% in my own world and did a lot of healing that I needed to do which was amazing. Yeah. And now that I did that, I'm ready to take that person and get back to like work and start hustling work more because I didn't have the space for it before.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Well, thank you everybody for joining us. And we may do a pop in, check in, check up. Or if Natalie gets out of control, I'll be blasting her everywhere.
I'll be back. I'll be back.
So I think 8 weeks, I'm proud of you.
Girl, thank you so much. I'm so proud of you. And you know what? I'm so proud of, like, thank you.
You're welcome.
Just thank you. This is all because of you. And our friendship has meant the world to me. Everyone, get yourself a friend who makes you be your best self.
Oh, my God. That was so nice.
But it's so true. It's so true. Thanks, I love you dearly. And good to see, like, how well you're doing in your relationship. You're moving in with your boyfriend. You're really fucking in love.
It's so amazing. Weird.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
Ashley, I mean, like, when we really, now looking
usually
back.
Usually I date drunk jerks.
I mean, when we first met, I feel like what really connected us was our drunk jerk relationships that we both had tolerance for.
Yeah. We've changed incredibly and a lot, Natalie.
Yeah, we really have.
So you want to do it for the last one time for the one time?
Cheers!